morning and welcome to Monday Coffee. Lent has started, and what I want to do is have a series throughout Lent that we're going to join together each Monday morning. And I've been inspired by a book I've been reading recently. It's called What If We Took Jesus Seriously? And the idea is all the Jesus' teachings, if we took it seriously as individuals and a society, how would things look differently? If we really took his teachings seriously, we would do this all the time or that. And it's been challenging for me, and I think it should be challenging for all of us. And so the first thing I want to talk about is the challenge to love our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus summarized the law perfectly by saying to love God and to love our neighbors. And when he did that, the priests and the lawyers were all trying to poke holes in that because to them it was too simplistic. It was too simplistic to just say to love God and love your neighbor. Because what does that mean? What does it entail? What does it mean to love your neighbor? What does it mean to love God? Is committing certain sins not loving God or loving your neighbor or letting your neighbor sin? Is that love? And so we try to make up excuses all the time. We try to find ways to not do something. That's just how our brains work. And we can hear the stories about the prodigal son. We can hear the story about the Good Samaritan, the lost coin, all these stories and parables that Jesus gives to help us understand the love of God for us that we should reflect to others. We often think, well, that's not me. I'm not good at that. Or I can't show love. I'm not very outgoing. I can't really do that. I don't have those gifts. So we put it off. It's kind of like my ever-growing stack of books next to our bedside that I'm going to get to. I'm going to read that one, and then I'm going to read that one. I keep buying them and not reading them, so the stack gets higher and higher and higher. Maybe for you, it's a to-do list at home of chores or projects you need to get done around the house. And there's always that one project we keep putting off. We keep saying, well, we're not ready for that one yet. We're not ready for it. We need to plan this or that. Maybe it's a career move for you. Maybe it's anything in your life that you have to make a decision or change. We tend to push it off because we are not ready. We have not planned enough, and we're not prepared enough. And we also tend to do that with loving our neighbors, that we push it off because we don't think it's my duty or you're good at it. Now, 1 John 4:7 says this, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. And so that is our primary mission, is to love. And this is shown throughout the Bible. Love is the number one word used throughout the Bible. And so for us, what does that look like? I think sometimes it's simply to see people where they're at and love them where they are at, not trying to change anything for them in that moment, because sometimes that love is transformative enough to help them make the change. You and I know, and for me particularly, I don't like it when I get preached at about things, and I'm a pastor, but it doesn't feel good when somebody is trying to tell you to do something. Sometimes it feels better when it's organic and it comes out of yourself, and sometimes to coax that out of people, it's to love them where they are. So let's say somebody who is homeless or experiencing homelessness, that you see them on the street and you take a second to say hi, maybe give them some money, just to let them be seen and known. And sometimes that's enough. We try to plan in our heads that it's going to be this extravagant thing. We're going to love our neighbors. We're going to fix homelessness on our own or things like that. No. The simplest thing can be the biggest thing. And so that's my challenge to you this week, this first week of Lent, this first full week of Lent, that you may be challenged to love your neighbor, that you just go ahead and jump in feet first into loving our neighbors as ourselves. Because we know if we want to plan it, we're going to keep putting it off. So we need to just jump in. Have a great week.